Corn and ivy.
And what about some different kinds of berries that grow around here?
Blackberries, strawberries. Plum is not a berry. Well, I don't think so, you know, unless they, you know, just plant them and, you know, that. I don't think so.
Okay. Have you ever heard of any kind of plant called laurel or rhododendron?
No.
Haven't heard of it? Okay. All right, some things that have to do with the family. Say, if your mother and father went somewhere and somebody asked your mother who that man was she was with, she would say that's...
My husband.
Okay. If somebody asked him who she was, she would say that's
my wife.
Okay. What would you call a woman whose husband had died choosing?
A widow?
Yeah. Have you ever heard a name for a woman whose husband hadn't died, but he's just gone, he's left her?
No.
You ever heard of graduate? Have you heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
And the man who raised you last year?
Father.
What do you call your father?
What do I call him? I call him Daddy.
Okay. And what about the woman who raised you last
year? My mother.
Yeah. And you call her?
Mama.
Could you say that again?
Mama.
What about your mother and your father together? They're your
parents.
Okay. And your father's father last year?
Grandfather.
Right. What did you call him?
Grandpa.
Okay. And his wife, that's your
grandmother.
What did you call him?
Grandma.
And the man's sons and daughters together, they're called his
children.
Okay. What about if a child has been given a name that he was known by just within the family? Like we call him Buddy or something like that. And so he's been given a
nickname?
Yeah. Do you have that?
No.
And this is something that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down. It's got wheels and you can take it around. What would that be?
When it can lie down?
Sure.
A cradle?
Yeah, this is something you take outside, you know.
A buggy?
Sure. What would you say if you had one of those things? You might say, well, I think I'm going to put the baby in the buggy and go outside.
Take a stroll?
Sure. And you would say a man's children would consist of his son and his
daughter.
Or his boy and his
girl.
Okay. What about a woman who is about to have a baby? You say she's
pregnant.
Any other woman?
No. I don't think one, no.
Somebody called pregnant, one was a very nice word to say. You might say something else.
Expecting.
Sure. Okay. Have you ever heard of a woman who might be called up to help deliver the doctor's name?
I've heard of them, but I don't know what you call them.
Midwife?
Yeah.
You say?
A midwife.
Say if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father does,
mm-hmm.
and his nose is shaped about the same, you say that the boy is father.
Inherited.
Okay, or you just wanted to emphasize that they're very similar in appearance, you say to the boy.
Looks like.
Talk about a woman who has looked after three children until they're grown. You say she has three children.
Raised.
And to a boy who has been bad, you say, if you do that one more time, I'll give you a good
spanking.
Say that the boy is 2 inches taller this year than last year. You say he should be a lot.
Grow.
You say he grows so much this year. Last year he
grow.
Okay, and he had